If you're looking for a sign to have a beer, this is it. It is the perfect pour.
That's right, it is the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And Matt is on assignment once again.
It's on location.
On location at a industry news. Industry job at Tioga Sequoia in downtown Fresno. He's beer gardening, and some jerk face went home sick, and now we're just here, stuck with ourselves.
You get us.
Nick and I are just here.
So, and Louis. Louis's here.
He's here, as always, aggressive.
Just contemplating we're his gonna next have, poop.
Yeah. Aren't we all? And we're going to have some fun still. Don't worry. A lot of listeners are going to call us, give us their take on their own three-minute podcast, beer podcast.
I hope so.
We're going to have some beers to look out for. Releases
I need to be
to look
entertained
out for.
Too, you know.
Yeah, right? And we're going to talk about some beer.
Is this why Matt always
culture.
Sounds his mic is set differently than mine.
Oh, he likes it.
I think
it.
He fidgets
he
with
likes
his.
It high.
He likes it high?
He likes it cranked.
Cranked. Like Sammy.
Yep, just like Sammy Hagar. And we're also talking about beers we were doing like we're doing some beers.
Awesome. Doing beers, bro.
Hey, guys, you want to do some beers? All right, man, I could do some beers. Yeah.
You ain't never done beers like these, though.
Woo. So all that's going to happen as
bringing it down.
We hang out with you. We're just friends to hang out and talk beer with, have some beers with, or just get through your work day. And before the show, we had a couple of tailgate beers. We're digging deep into the fridge now.
It's getting buried.
We went to the back of the fridge for a couple. One was a San Diego area's New English Brewing Company Barrel Aged Zumba. It was some sort of barrel aged beer, which was not bad.
We let it
sit.
Maybe old.
Sit too long, I think.
The coffee's gone.
Coffee was gone there. And we also had a Barrel House Brewing Riesling Blonde Sour. That shows you how we're really churning out some stuff here. When we went to that blonde sour that sat there since 2014, for 5 years, it sat there.
Apparently. How did we miss that one? we're not beer broke. We're just no. ABV
yeah,
official.
Right. When there's two of us, we have to figure out which ones to do, and
yeah,
we're scraping here.
We've left all the 10 plus ABV beers in the fridge for that special episode that we've never got to.
Yeah,
and now that's all that's left is anything barley wine and aged.
We've beered ourselves into a corner here,
and then there's two of us.
Yep, and so that's that. I guess we should get on to some current drinking here. I can open a beer.
Do you know? Do you have the skills?
Some days.
Are you
I love
capable?
Gold.
Ooh, man. If you haven't had this, Nick, you'll trip out on this aroma. I'm stealing it all here.
I saw that in there and wanted to tailgate that, but I haven't had it yet, so I figured we'd show beer.
Yep. This is from New Belgium Brewing Company out of Colorado. It is their... It's taken us a while to get to this one.
Oh,
the Hipper.
Look at
and the aroma is
wow.
is distinctive.
Man.
It smells like a Colorado pot shop, I assume.
You mean a Colorado burger joint? I said joint. I still made it.
When you open this, it's wow. crazy. When you it's even more so when I opened it.
Uh-huh.
It's just like you open the bottle and it just comes streaming. It's like Spicoli's van opening.
That's my skull.
That's my skull.
Wow. It immediately dissipated, though.
Yeah, it goes away quick.
It did not last. I miss it already.
Where is it? You just gotta keep opening them. The whole six pack. Are you gonna drink those? No, man.
Just aroma. Aromatherapy.
It's my first hemp pot related beer. Obviously, this isn't the kind that has that's gonna give you anything.
No, hemp is the psychedelic ale with strain.
Hemp seed. The Hipper HPA is a new kind of hoppy beer blending hemp with hops for complete sensory domination.
Yes.
See your sustainability efforts at thehipper.com.
I wonder if they're going to jump on the CBD bandwagon with this one instead of the THC, you know, keep it psychedelic free, but get that really calming effect.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Like, I guess that's the next big trend is CBD industry.
We'll see. We'll see.
Very good beer though.
It's a nice beer. I was in a situation where I could only get a six pack, and I was in a generic grocery store, Save Mart. And
spoiler alert:
this was
watch Game of Thrones much.
this is just my best option of beers I hadn't had yet.
I think you've chosen wisely.
Chosen wisely.
So 700 years you waited for this.
We're going. We're going. The show's going. And Nick.
Hi.
Got some culture for us to start us off. Start our week off.
All right.
Beer drinking.
Breaking news that everybody's already read. Because it's Friday, yo. Belgian monks have resurrected a 200-year-old beer recipe that dates, as far as they know, back to 1798. Had to be transcribed by those fluent in Old Latin and Old Dutch. And they are rebrewing this beer with the old techniques. And they've tried it. It's like 10%. And they say, nobody's going to like this beer because it's flavorless. But I'm thinking, a flavorless 10% beer? Sign me up.
You just want 10% of no.
Suck nothing. One down. Get your buzz on and go back to your business.
There you go. Just buzz beer.
Buzz beer. So I don't know if they're hopping it. I don't know. Probably it's probably in the article. Go read it for yourself. I don't care.
Yeah, go read it.
I don't know if they've used any modern. I'm sure they had to have substituted a few things.
Yeah, I'm curious. You always hear about these every once in a great while. Somebody will do this and find some old recipe and be like, but then they'll just be like, yeah, but we did some.
Yeah, we double dry hopped it.
Don't worry. Yeah. Double dry hopped it, hazed it up. We imagine.
Milkshaked it, bro.
They probably didn't have a filtering system or a.
Monk shakes.
Yeah.
Monk shake IPA.
They didn't have a centrifuge.
That's right. No filters. No cold transferring.
Mm-mm. Well, yeah. Do you have to drink it warm? Because they didn't have a refrigeration back then.
Yeah. Keep it in the basement 60 degrees all the time.
I guess so.
Oh, boy. Let's try it. Why not?
Sure. Send this one. The information to send this beer is on the show notes.
Speaking of.
At the bottom of the post.
We have a new shipper to be named later.
New shipper. Of yeast samples. We might have some. New beer mail.
Beer porch bombs. Mail. Okay. Enough of that nonsense. Next up on the docket.
More drinking.
More beer. This is always cool in that it's a great way to make the best of a sucky situation. But Mike Hess Brewing is setting a goal to raise $100,000 for pediatric cancer research. They're doing this May 25th. So if you're listening to the podcast early, you're still in time and you're in San Diego and like Mike Hess, please go down there because it's really great what they're doing. They're raising money for St. Baldrick's Foundation. I guess one of the Hess family members has cancer and they're trying to help in all the best ways they can to fight that and go above and beyond what they normally do and give back beyond what their family needs. So they're trying to raise $100,000 for this cause. So I was trying to find out what kind of osteosarcoma.
I've forgotten about Mike Hess Brewing. Not forgotten, but
yeah.
And we don't see him.
We haven't had anything that much, really. Hit the valley in a while.
I don't know if they had a, whoever was distributing here.
distributing?
Stop doing that. Or if it's just so they've just blended into the fabric of craft beer door. But
I think, I don't know. I think, I don't know.
I don't know.
I remember them stripping down to just six packs. And I think they kind of got lost in the shuffle. Uh-huh. Because they didn't have that single bottle presence anymore,
right.
or anything to stand out on the shelf other than just basic IPA session, saison, you know, all six pack cans in the cardboard container. Mm-hmm. Maybe we kind of got lost when we were trying to be somebody in craft beer.
Yeah, they always make good beer, though.
Didn't they do the full top opening can, like you pull the entire top of the can?
I think so. That sounds right.
Okay.
They're the first ones or something, or first ones we saw.
Yeah. First comment. So please do that if you can. That would be awesome. Support cancer research always.
Hear, hear.
Finally, it took, I don't know, how long has PBR been around? Hundreds of years.
It feels like it.
It's 2019 and we finally have double PBR.
Oh, finally, what everyone's been asking for.
6.8%.
I love this PBR, but
needs more
PBRs.
Can you be it? Give it some more B? More booze?
But isn't the point of PBR that it's cheap? If you're going to raise the booze, isn't it going to not be cheap anymore? Or?
No, you don't get more flavor. You just get more booze.
Right. I'm just saying usually they charge, places charge more when you got a higher ABV beer. And the point of PBR is that it's cheap. So are they going to raise the prices on that? You're drinking expensive PBR.
So you're saying it's like, when the union gets you a raise, but then your union dues also go up.
Yeah, right. By the way, our union dues
you didn't really
go
get
up exactly the same amount as your raise.
Is that what you're trying to tell me? Minimum wage went up. Price of gas just went up.
Yep.
All right.
It's always something.
It's always they're going to get you. Here's a Taco Tuesday I can get behind. A local restaurant in Fresno.
I've heard of that place.
I know local talk. I'm getting into local talk now.
Local talk. Too much local.
But I'm saying other people should also do this. So instead of Taco Tuesday, like for tacos, you put...
Had them. They're good.
You put Dust Bowl's Taco Truck Lager on sale for $3 a bottle.
All right. Yeah. It's like special all taco-themed beers.
There you go.
Come on, people. Get the marketing.
You're welcome. I would go out to more places if they had $3 beer, taco truck lager, $3 Tuesdays.
Pair the proper beers. And that's a good lager, too, that taco
truck.
That
is a good lager.
It is.
I like having that as an option, even though it's mostly bottles I rarely see draft.
Yeah.
It's still a nice bottle option, especially... for when you want to sneak a lunch beer in.
Oh, no. Nobody's ever done that.
Nope. No, thank you. Lunch beers. Lunch beers are hard to find most. Well, reasonably priced lunch beers are hard to find at reasonably priced lunch places.
With reasonable ABV levels of
Yeah, beer. Without going to a two-hour lunch and spending $30 on a hamburger.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a reason why. It's probably so people don't get wasted on their lunch break. But
you could have one of those table beers that are like 3% or whatever.
Yeah, like the perfect situation. If you could get a $6 burger and a $3 beer, you're out of there for under 10 bucks, mm-hmm. and it takes like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Meal, sit down, get your burger.
So we're going to have to open up a freaking burger place.
This is my dream. This is what I want. I want a good burger. Doesn't have to be a great burger. I don't want no $10 hamburger.
Right. Just but solid.
I don't solid. Want fast food.
No.
I want a good old fashioned diner burger.
Solid burger.
You know. Maybe a couple options, tomatoes, maybe some special sauce. Fries.
No lettuce, because lettuce is stupid.
Oh, you got to have lettuce.
That cold, burger? No, cold, it gets all mealy. And,
no, it's got to be fresh. You got to have freshies lettuce.
And most people, they and shred
it's
it.
It's got to be ice cold, and it's got to be like fresh, so it's not. You're,
just leave it
no
off.
No soggy lettuce. You don't want to bite the lettuce. No,
exactly.
And pull the entire leaf out with your bite. You want to crunch right through it.
Just leave it off. Come on. No lettuce.
You want that sound. Mm-hmm. Have I made that sound enough times yet? And for God's sake, put mayo on the burger.
I agree.
Nobody wants a dry burger.
I agree with this. And don't put sweet pickles, okay? Sweet.
I'm okay with zero pickles.
Okay.
Zero pickles
That's
on the burger.
That's fine, but if you're going to put pickles on, which I love. I'm all about pickles.
Yeah.
But they got to be dill.
I know.
It'll be sweet.
I know this.
Sweet pickles are ridiculous, and they should not have been made.
Yes, they
Nobody
should.
Nobody prefers them over dill pickles.
Excuse me.
But except they put them in all the time. I'm just like, what the hell is
Where
this?
Where do you get sweet pickle burgers?
Where do you Carl's eat? Jr. has them.
Wow. I do not go to Carl's Jr.
There was a place. Where did I recently get a burger?
And it had sweet pickles.
It had sweet pickles.
This is ridiculous. Never in my life. Outside of what my family makes.
Right.
We don't know. Nobody ever does sweet pickles.
Fridge.
Was it?
Oh, I think it was a Eureka burger.
Ooh, I'm down like for that.
I think it was a Eureka
burger. A sweet pickle. It wasn't just a butter pickle. It was actually a sweet pickle.
Right.
Okay.
Butter pickles suck too.
They do suck, but they fool people. Like, oh, they're not dill, so it must be a sweet pickle.
Ah, well, maybe it was a butter pickle then.
Okay.
But because I hadn't had a butter pickle in forever. But no, stop doing that. Just get dill pickles.
No, the problem with dill pickles is you don't just get one. You get a sopping handful.
Sounds good to me.
On whatever you're ordering. They just right? like, gah, like a half a tomato, two onion crescents, and a fucking handful of pickles. And so by the time it gets to your plate, the pickle juice has soggied the bun so freaking much.
Yeah, I don't like that, but I like, you can't give me enough pickles. I'll never be like, oh, that's too many pickles. I'm always like under. Like at Subway, this is under pickled. Sir, this is under pickled.
Can I have more pickles?
Could you tell the chef this is under pickled? Okay. You want me to say that exact phrase? Yes, I do.
By chef, do you mean me making your sandwich right
under pickled. Yeah, at Subway, I rarely go anymore, but because it's so freaking expensive. But, I'll say extra pickles, and I can always tell by the one that the newbies,
yeah,
or somebody that's been there a while. Somebody that's been there a while will just like give me like two more. They'll just go like, Here's your extra pickles. The new ones are just like, okay. And they'll pour it on like big things like, and pickle. I'm like, and they're still like, oh, is that enough? I'm like, yeah, it's cool. But the ones that have been there for a long time just go like, here's
a pickle. I can still see the.
Because I feel like I deserve them because I don't take a lot. I barely take condiments on there. And pickles are the one of the few things I put on there. Uh-huh. So I'm like, I deserve a lot. I deserve extra.
I saved you all your other condiments.
All those lettuce, all that lettuce you were planning on giving me, I saved you. Don't worry about it. So give me extra pickles.
I get that. I get that feeling because my goal is always to, everything comes with avocado. Bastards will put avocado on everything.
Well, so California, I'm like, you got to put avocado.
Hey, if I don't give avocado, can I have sour cream for no charge?
Like, can I switch it out?
Can I just switch?
No, I can't do that.
Like, avocado's more. Sour cream's not very much.
Yeah, right? I'm saving you money.
I'm saving you money.
Hook me up, bro.
Yeah.
Hook me up.
Ah! Thank goodness. I was hoping we'd get
Who
one
did
of those.
That? Jeez. What were we talking about, Nick? This is a beer podcast.
This is a beer. Although... we have other podcasts wrapped into the beer podcast. Fresno's Ale Trail.
Ale Trail's back.
It's back.
Now it's real. Now there's actual places to trail. Where they're just like, Ale Trail, Tigerskoye. You could go to Tigerskoye, go around the block, come back to Tigerskoye. Like, woo, Ale Trail. But now there's actual places to go.
And we're soon to have two more on board with this.
Whoa.
We are now looking at Procreation Brewing and Night Monster Brewing are the two newest places.
Procreation Brewing? There's just a lot of sex.
Sex
brewers.
We got scooped by the Fresno Bee. I don't know how they found it first. But it was Bethany, so I mean, if anybody's going to...
She's on all that stuff.
Talk the news. I'm glad it's her. So yeah, we got two new possible breweries happening in 2019, maybe early 2020, depending on how their planning goes.
Are they doing that collective thing across the street from Tiaga? Or are they
these are standalone. They're not in the brewery incubator.
Interesting.
With the 411 and the Incinerati.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we could have as many as four new breweries opening within the next year.
Wow. Taproom update.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Put us,
do we know these guys at all? These
we know Incinerati. Guys? We know.
Yeah, we know Incinerati.
I think we know Night Monster is, I think, Adrian.
Oh, okay.
From
Adrian from
previous breweries, such as
Tioga Sequoia, the Oklahoma one, Prairie, Kern River, Full Circle, and all of those and such forth.
Yes. But I don't know this Procreation. I don't know these gentlemen yet.
All right.
I believe they have homebrew experience, so I wonder if Scotty B might know them.
I'm sure I do, Chief.
There you go.
They're super.
And that's it.
And that's all. I always got to talk about on tap, apparently.
Okay.
Someone's got to talk about on tap. Do you think, is it?
Not usually.
I've noticed around here, like Tioga and Zach's, where when they check in a beer, whether it's their own or somebody else's, they won't rate it on Untappd. They'll leave it alone. That's like sort of like a industry courtesy or industry etiquette to not check it in. But I guess some do. Like some will find like just everything 5 stars. Five stars. Do you think this is bad form for somebody in the industry giving their own beers 5 stars?
How how is the account structured? Is it,
it's just like a, it's their own personal account.
Personal account.
And but
they're affiliated with a brewery.
They work for the brewery. I don't really mean taproom people necessarily. I mean, like people that are the brewers, that are owners, somebody like that.
My personal opinion on this, because from what we've seen, the industry seems to be really supportive of each other. So my hope is, my preference would be no rating at all. But if you do try their beer, you private message them and say, hey, I tried it. I either liked it or I think something's up. I'm not going to pretend I'm a know-it-all and tell you, you know, like be condescending, but hey, if something's wrong, check this out. But if you did a great job, hey guys, kick ass. This is really good. I just didn't want to rate it publicly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope there's some behind the scenes action happening.
Okay.
As far as getting the information across, like yeah. I tried your beer. You saw that. I tried it. I saw that I tried it, but I hope they help each other out behind the scenes instead of mm-hmm. not saying anything at all.
Yeah.
Because they could get together and work things out, you know, like, hey, you know, I've been down there that road before. Let's check this out and see if this fixes something for you. Or, hey, that was kick ass. Can you show me how to do that now? But I would go with no rating at all and then direct message them on your thoughts on that beer. Uh-huh. Industry to industry.
Industry. Yeah. Proper etiquette.
And I think they could do that. I think that is kind of built into the culture of being a brewer. Uh-huh. You can talk to each other without hurting each other's feelings, hopefully.
Yeah.
Whereas 5 stars is just like you want credit back is all you're asking.
I gave you 5 stars.
I gave you 5 stars. Why don't you give me 5 stars?
Where's my 5 stars?
But your beer is terrible. Well,
5 stars.
I could edit your stars I gave you. You can edit your check-ins, folks, just so you know. Mm. I do wow. it once in a while. So
change your feeling the yeah, next morning when you wake up feeling right. like shit.
Yeah, sure. You're just like, no, I was fucking drunk. There's no way that was 4.5.
I had pants on last night.
So you're in your on tap. You go. You look at your check-ins by going to your that bottom button with the silhouette of a person. Hit that button. You go down. Scroll down your check-ins, and then you hit view details. Now it brings up that individual check-in. Then you hit the 3 dots in the top right. It says edit this check-in. You're like, yeah, sure, bro. Or you can share it. You forgot to share it. You can share it again. So wow. There is your tutorial for the episode.
Oh, yeah, YouTube.
Untapped tutorial. Yeah, this is a YouTube video. I'll just slap in some pictures and boom, YouTube done.
of your 66 Ford Mustang repair manual.
Yep. Here. People are like, whoa. Check our YouTube channel, by the way. The Perfect Pour. The channel. Search in channels. Ice chest situation, Nick.
Okay.
Summer's coming.
Summer's coming.
You can't tell around here right now.
No.
Which is odd. But summer's
coming. Well, you know, it is. We do have global warming, yet we've beaten records from 138 years ago.
Yeah. Our climate change has made it a weird place right now.
Yeah.
Fresno, a weird place for the past couple of years. But I think this was a conversation on the forum and Facebook too.
Yes.
But how are you doing ice chest wise? You gonna be all right this summer? you ooh, need anything
it's
new?
It's still early in the season. I recently purchased an Igloo Latitude cooler.
Latitude.
I've been eyeballing the Yeti for a long time now and the Arctic, R-T-I-C.
Mm-hmm.
Arctic.
Is that a Yeti knockoff?
It's a Yeti knockoff. And these are all $300 plus ice chests.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been making a lot of improvements in our backyard, so it hasn't left a lot of fun money lately for things like Yeti coolers or
beer,
second fridges and or freezer conversions to a Keezer, you know,
which
is a freezer beer kegerator.
All right.
You know, conversion.
That's a popular option. Yeah, when those coffin freezers convert into
a kegerator. So I'm not there yet. So I'm looking for something to get me by so we could have a few backyard parties now that we actually have a backyard.
Ooh.
So I found this igloo for $40, let's say. Seems to be holding up well. I know a Bearded Brewer, spoiler alert, just found a Coleman Extreme for about the same price.
Coleman Extreme!
So we might have to have a heads up challenge on this.
Same amount of ice.
Cooler.
Same amount of ice, same beers. Yeah. We'll see.
But this is nerding out. Nerd
cooler
culture.
Challenge.
This is my first ice chest with wheels and a handle.
Whoa.
So I'm looking forward to
that. Were you a soccer dad now?
Yeah. Look at me.
Going to soccer games?
No more hawking around a ice chest with just handles.
Wow. That's special. I haven't bought a new ice chest quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
my chest, I said on the board, the ice chests I have are stuff I got from displays, from doing displays in the Vaughn's liquor department.
That just sounds awesome.
And some rep would, you know, do a display and then they don't care about the ice chest anymore. Somebody's got to bring it home. So those are my ice chests. They're just like super basic igloos.
Yeah.
But I've been wanting a Yeti for forever. Just there's the smallest one is that Yeti Roadie.
Uh-huh.
The Roadie 20. And it's got that metal handle on it.
Oh, okay.
You've been looking. It's a white and
little
metal
classic
handle.
Look
I guess
to
they
it.
Have about three colors. That's the easy, you know, the cheapest one. But the solid one is the Tundra. That one's $250.
Okay.
The white, it's basically that same one, but it's just slightly bigger, I think.
If the, you get like...
The 30, Tundra 35, there's a 35 and a 65. Okay. The 65 is that long one.
That's the big ass bastard.
Yeah. But I'd be happier with that 35.
I think so. That one would be easy to move around.
Mm-hmm.
If you
I'm not
need,
sure how
if
much
you need more beer
gets
than
in there.
That, I think... That's a serious situation.
Well, yeah, it depends on the event.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you need more beer than fits in a 30.
Like yeah, or maybe you're not drinking your beer fast enough.
That's house party status, though. But what kind of, if you're filling the six, was it 60 or 65?
65 is the long one.
What are you putting in there?
The Tundra 65.
I'm guessing you're buying 15 to 30 packs of beer to fill that thing.
Well, yeah, or you're just having a big party. Everyone's bringing beer over.
Okay, but still, is it quality beer that's being put in this thing?
Well, it depends on the party.
Yeah.
If it's like a family style or just like a work part or something like that, it's probably not going to be that great a beer in there.
Okay.
It's like, you can just leave that out of the chest.
So...
Like, excuse me, only good beer in this ice chest?
Yeah, this is a Yeti. Do you not
this
see?
This is a Yeti, okay?
Whoa. Well, this is a Yeti.
No Budweiser products, no Coors
exactly.
products.
Exactly. So are you going to do that to yourself? Or are you going to stick to the 30 series where you know you could afford to put beer in this thing now and keep it cold for the 27 hours that it's rated for?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm basically, whatever party this is, I'm just going to be hanging out by the Yeti. And whenever somebody does something and walks away, then I'm going to go readjust it and go inside and like, oh, God, I can't believe I put these in. And I'll take them out.
The Yeti's always perfectly stocked, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Nice. Redress it up.
What's
and, you know, if I offend somebody, I offend somebody.
What ice are you putting in the Yeti? Are we talking square? Are we talking round with the hole in the middle?
I prefer the round hole in the middle.
Okay.
You know, But that one, that's a little bit, that's like the Alhambra ice, right?
Yeah, that's the expensive stuff.
It's Alhambra ice. Ooh. Hey, bro, it's the guy. You got that Alhambra ice in there? Oh, yeah. Alhambra, bro.
It was filtered before it was iced.
Oh, yeah. So,
cold that's transfer. When you're serious.
So, we're, you know, got to get set up for summer. Yes. One day I'll get this Yeti.
That's the, okay, so you still want the Yeti despite all the other options out there.
Yeah, I know. I see, you know, others are a little cheaper and they're basically just like, this is a Yeti, but we just did it ourselves. Like, I don't know how many, there's so many that get away with like doing a Yeti, but just call it like Walmart has their own Yeti versions and
Bigfoot.
Yeah, there's all these freaking, like Costco probably has one. I don't know. It's Kirkland ice chest.
Yeah. Keddy.
It's a Keddy.
It's a Keddy.
It's super different. And Yeti's just like, yeah, great. You guys are all assholes.
I love gold. Ooh.
New beer.
Been a while. I'm not saying I'd turn down a Yeti. I'm saying it takes like you had an extra paycheck that month type of situation.
Oh yeah. No, this is why I've been wanting one for a couple of years.
Like bonus. You got an unexpected bonus at work and don't tell the wife.
So what do we got here? New beer on the show. Donate to the show by the Fontana Gym. Find him on all the social medias. Blood Orange Wit from what the hell? Refuge Brewing. I'm going to say it's Refuge Brewing. I'm going to say it's a SoCal brewer. This is a 2017 gold medal winner at a beer festival of some sort. Whoa. Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm just not going to find where it's
like. We're doing great.
It's a blood orange wit.
Thanks for noticing. Oh, what? Get this crap out of here.
Whoa, that's weird. That's some weird shit, bro.
Really? Weirder than the.
That's some witty, weird shit.
The blonde sour.
That blonde sour wasn't as bad as I would thought it was going to be. I'll give it that much. So, Brauhaus, at least they did that. They took a style I would hate and made it drinkable.
Yes.
That's skill. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? You can call us 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of shows. You can call that number, leave a voicemail, 3 minutes or less, and we'll play it on the show, and we'll have fun with it, and it'll be fun for everybody. And we got a couple of traditional voicemails, and we got untraditional voicemails later. But right now, this is the first voicemail of the week, and it comes from, who's it going to be?
Hey, guys, it's Hoppy Libation.
Hey.
Hello.
It's good to call in again, and I wanted to let everybody know that, yes, I will be meeting up with XL Perro.
What?
The first week in July. So July 1st, we fly in, Hoppy Hubs and I fly into Buffalo. We're there for Buffalo. A conference. Until about the 5th, and then we're going to take
Buffalo
beer tour of New England. Whoa. So we're going to be going to Hill Farmstead and The Alchemist and Main
Holy
Beer
crap.
Company and Oxbow
All the good ones.
And Trillium and Treehouse and even some Boston beer. Maybe I'll find some Dogfish Head there. I don't know.
Boston.
But at any rate, we're really excited to meet up with XL Perro.
Hey, it's me, Sam Corleone.
I think he's going to come up for the get it that we're going to have with XL Perro. And so we're excited about that. If anybody has any other New England recos, we have about 20 to 30 breweries that we're planning on hitting, but we'll see if we can work in some recos. So if you have some New England recos, then we will definitely embrace that. And aside from that, I'll be meeting up with Pittsburgh Tom in June because I'm going up to Pittsburgh to visit my family. And so my mom and I will maybe be meeting up with Pittsburgh Tom.
Wow.
So I might get 2 get-ups with Pittsburgh Tom this summer. That'd be awesome. So shout out to Pittsburgh Tom and XL Faro. And I had a question.
Oh.
I was wondering if everybody could share what their social media handles, like the meaning behind them. Because, you know, Lumber Jose, why are you called Lumber Jose? Kelly, who's craft? Who's craft? It'd be great to
craft.
Hear what everybody has to say.
Wow.
As for me, Poppy Libations came about because I am a school teacher. And so if I wanted to talk about drinking beer with my teacher friends in front of students, I would say, would you like to partake in Hoppy Libations after school today? And so that kind of stuck.
That's
so they started calling me Hoppy Libations. So I'd like to hear what everyone else has to say. How did your social media handle come about? As always, keep up the good work, guys. I'm driving.
I'm driving.
Bye.
Bye. What's the Nick 80, dude? What's the story, bro?
Wow. Well, the Nick goes back to MySpace.
Yes.
So
end the story. Good.
End the story. Okay. No. I don't have to explain that. Thank goodness.
No, more.
Well, okay, so I thought I was making fun of this newly coined social media, MySpace. I'm like, MySpace, that sounds so arrogant. I feel like I'm Scotty B right now. That sounds so arrogant, Chief. Why would somebody want a space completely about themselves? And I'm in real life, I'm shy and quiet. And so I was kind of being facetious in being that I was the Nick. I was the only Nick. And it was available.
You were the first
the
Nick.
Was available. So I was like, well, fuck it. Let's do it.
The Nick.
I'm the Nick. Like, there is no other Nicks on MySpace. I am the Nick. But by the time Facebook and Instagram came around, everybody else had figured that out. So I had to add the Nick 80 after it. I'm not the 80th Nick. That's just the year I was born. But that all came from MySpace. That's how I started.
You were the can I still find the Nick on MySpace?
I do believe the account is still active, yes.
Can you get into it?
I probably could if I thought long and hard about my password.
The last time I tried to get into
17 years ago.
I tried to get into my MySpace. It's either Dorktown's MySpace or mine. But I could not figure it out. And the email associated with it is an email I can't get into either. So I was just like asked out. I don't think I can get into it.
Damn it.
Dorktown's MySpace.
You locked yourself.
Still active though. MySpace is still there.
It's still hanging around.
Still get in there.
With its horizontal scroll.
Yeah. But does it have a horizontal?
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing ever.
I haven't been on there in a while. So you got to get on there.
Get it.
Get on that MySpace. So everybody, call next week. While you're doing your normal call in, if your name warrants a explanation, then leave it like Hoppy Libations said to. And then I'm glad XL Perro has a get it in Buffalo. He's going to get a get
it. His dreams are coming true.
Yeah. That's fun.
For me and you.
Da, 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 da. Aw. Laverne and Shirley.
Doing it our way.
And come on. Mikey Top Bar, we know. Come on, Top Bar. It's from the
my
show.
Turn.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Oh, thank goodness.
So as long as there have been cars and roads and beer that's been packaged in cans and bottles, there have been empty receptacles left on the side of the road.
Sons of bitches.
And when I became old enough to drink and started becoming snobby and moved from big beer to the craft beer universe, I quickly noticed that the only empty beer receptacles you would see on the side of the road would be, you know, Bud, Coors, Miller, Mickey's Big Mouth, etc. You never saw a Sierra bottle lying on the side of the road. You never saw Anchor Steam. It was always shit beer. So it led me to believe that, you know, people that drank better beer were more refined, less white trashy, you know, whatever. But anyway, the other day, I'm riding my bike on a lonely country road, and what do I see on the side of the road?
Plenty.
But an empty Sculpin bottle. So it leads me to the question, once a craft beer becomes a buyout beer, does that all of a sudden mean that people will, that white trash people will start tossing those bottles out the window? Though Sculpin, as far as I can tell, is still $14.99 for a six-pack.
Ouch.
Does that mean rednecks now buy Sculpin and toss Sculpins out the window?
Yes.
Apparently.
It's a deep philosophical question, and I need some answers now.
Now.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's it. Once you're in the big beer game, you're fair game to get thrown out a window and into the and littered on the side of the road.
Big beer, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Light bar approved.
Yep. Those people don't care. And
So when will we start seeing 805 cans on the side of the road?
You probably already have.
Ah.
805's got those tall boys, and they got the shrink wrap of the three together.
Uh-huh.
That's the first quote unquote craft beer in the triple shrink wrap.
That's the first
I've ever seen. That I've seen.
Wow, I think you're right.
It might be the first one ever. You know, anywhere.
Anywhere. What's the shrink wrap? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They just didn't
do custom shrink wrap for
no.
It.
Yeah, it's just like shrink wrap the three together. Get yourself 3 805.
Ooh, man.
Tall boys.
So
have yourself a night.
Speaking of 805, 805 is a Monday this year.
Oh,
are you gonna do?
Oh boy,
are you gonna do a Monday morning? I know you start earlier than most individuals,
yeah.
So I'm sure it might be a tough one for you.
Yeah.
Because that's 8:05 is probably the middle of your day. I'm not exactly sure when you start, but that might be lunchtime for you. Who knows?
No, yeah. It's still too early for lunch. I'm at work, so I would have to take a day off, take a vacation day for 8:05. I don't think I can bring myself to use up a vacation day
for a Monday. 8:05.
We couldn't do that thing because I used my last vacation day for 8:05 day.
Yeah.
Honey. Yeah. I might be in trouble. I might just have to do the evening 8:05.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. 8:05 day.
Automatically assumed everybody's doing the 8 a.m.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Now we have to do 8:05 day every year. This is your dumb idea. Yeah, so if you're new to the show, Firestone Walker's 8:05 beer on the 8th month, on the 5th of the 8th month, 8:05 day, around we declared it. And so that at 8:05 on 8:05, uh-huh. You drink 8:05, and each 8:05 during the day, the morning and the night.
The 8:05.
And so it's
the ounces is up to your discretion.
Paul's point of starting this day was that, you know, it's an accessible beer, and so more listeners can, you know, join in the fact that everyone's that listens to the Perf Boar is drinking the same beer at the same time, so. That's the whole real reason for it, not because we're fans of 8:05. Right. We just want to make that clear. We're still cool. Okay.
Your Ford Ranger doesn't have 805 stickers on it?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
But it's cool.
But it's cool.
So those are the traditional voicemails. Let's get into the voicemails that people send us via the email. You record something on your phone. You record that save that file, and then you can email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How's it going, Perfect Pour?
It's Colin and Janine.
Hi, Colin and Janine.
It is
Colin and Janine.
It is the most fantastic day of days, Saturday.
Saturday.
That's right. Saturday. So we went to River North Brewing Company. River North is the shit.
And then we ended up at Blue Tile.
Blue Tile. Our friend Dave is an eclectic motherfucker, but he's also a really good host, and he has a lot of fun. So his brewing company is great.
Wow.
If you come to Denver.
It is great.
It is great.
It's great.
And I'm sorry, Nick,
that
I didn't get the beer you wanted.
Don't be sorry.
And,
so Janine promised you beer, and then we went there. What happened after that?
I asked for it, and they said they were out of it, and I feel really bad about it.
No.
Because I really wanted to get it for you.
Well, it seems like Nick was relatively disappointed by your your promises.
I'm sorry, Nick. Nope. I'm really sorry.
We thought this would be funnier, but maybe it's not as funny.
No, it's not as funny.
It's still
now.
Funny.
But we're really sorry we couldn't get the beer for you, Nick.
It's okay, buddy. So no problem. So last weekend was awesome. 303. You know what? We do live in the 303 area code.
Area code, yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. Get that fruit.
We'll get you that beer. We'll get it and we'll give it to you.
It was an Eagle Rare. It was actually a Buffalo Trace, right?
Yeah. No, he wanted the Eagle Rare, I think.
Yeah, I would too, actually.
So I tried to tempt Colin with it, and he was like, eh.
Wow.
And then
here's the issue. Let me ask you guys about this one. So we can buy like six and 12 packs of like IPAs, lagers, and stuff like that, and we drink them. Then we're always all, ooh, shiny, pretty, like barrel aged beer.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens is the beer just sits in the refrigerator, and we go to reach for a beer, and we never grab one of those. So we have an entire refrigerator full of like bourbon barrel aged beers. Now, I think Nick actually does actively drink those kinds of beers, but us. I don't know. We just never get around to him.
Nick's
so every time Janine says, "Hey, Colin, let's buy the Eagle Rare Barrel Aged Stout," in retrospect, yeah. But I'm always like, "Nah," because our bill at Four Noses is like $70 when we go there.
Ooh,
yeah. So
because of shit like that.
Speaking about beer money, we spend about
$100
a weekend.
Don't divulge.
Beer.
So our beer tabs are bad.
Yeah, our beer tabs are bad. We're bad people.
No.
I disagree with that.
You're having fun.
Does that mean if I masturbate, I'm bad?
Oh, God.
That's what,
anyway,
yes,
so,
that means yes.
We should probably sign off at that note.
Yeah, give it up.
Wait. We want to talk about it.
That's it. We got 2 minutes. So keep up.
Good work, guys. Bye. Keep up the
good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Thank you for keeping that at 3 minutes.
Okay. So I got to break in here.
Uh-oh.
Colin and Janine, do not feel bad. That's not what my rant. That was not what I meant in my rant. My rant was they ran out of beer. It's not your fault. They sold out.
Yeah,
it's their fault.
They suck.
That's why I'm pissed. Not pissed. Slightly saddened is what I am. Please do not feel bad. You didn't get that beer. I know you guys tried your best. You had other life things going on, like having Giddits and such. So,
right.
I still love you guys.
Get it.
Do
life.
Not worry. I have barrel aged beers in my fridge and I do drink them. But it was a nice gesture. I'm just, my FOMO kicked in. And when they said they ran out, that's when I missed it.
No.
So please,
but, you
please
know,
and thank you.
On your next, the next time you send
about
beer
me.
Mail.
That was more than enough.
If there's a barrel aged beer you want to get rid of out of your fridge, Nick will take it next time you
see. I'm not saying that either, but that's up to them.
So we open a new beer while Colin and Janine were giving us some stuff. It's
a double
donated to the show.
It's a double.
by Captain Whiffo. And this Captain Whiffo beer is called Absolutely Zero Flux.
That's a great name.
Mm-hmm. It's from Equilibrium Brewing. Equilibrium's out of Middletown, New York. And a hashtag thinky. Wait. Think NY, drink NY.
Ooh, it's a New York.
It looks like, though, it says thinky any drinky.
Drinkiny.
Thinky drinky.
Thinky drinky.
So, New York's Equilibrium. It's a good beer. Huh? Mm-hmm. It's a nice beer.
I'm sorry, but the East Coast does know how to haze a beer.
Mm-hmm. They can't do a West Coast IPA, but they can do a hazy IPA.
They can haze it properly.
It's weird.
And it has a proper hop content.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice beer. And we're still doing some voice mails.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving! Well, I'm pulling out of the driveway.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Okay. I'm driving. I'm in motion. So, hey, I want to tell you about something that happened.
Okay.
Last night, I saw...
Yeah, what?
The Bearded Brewer.
Whoa.
That's right. I saw him.
You've seen him more than us.
See him. Scotty, I dined with him.
Wow.
Yeah, I was around him for a little while. It was probably the longest time I've been around that guy all at once. And it wasn't even at the show. So, yeah, it was Steven Zach's birthday.
Aww.
And we were at a sushi place having sushi and junk. And a funny thing happened. Sushi. So, I'm eating sushi with chopsticks. You know, I haven't used chopsticks since the 80s.
Since
I was a teenager. Last time I used chopsticks. And so, I accidentally got the entire clump of wasabi. And I asked for somebody else's wasabi, too. Somebody else gave me, like, half of their wasabi.
Clump of wasabi.
Hey, Chief, can I have that wasabi?
At once, and it made me choke. And I spit up all over myself. It was great. Oh, yeah. Fun stuff. Oh,
wow. Man. Zach's birthday is ruined.
Just thought I'd share that with you. It wasn't really that gross. It wasn't like I
Steven's
spit up
fine. Food. Zach's.
I kind of spilled my drink on me, and I don't know. Could have been worse. But, man, it was hot. It burned my nose holes. Yeah. Big time.
My nose holes.
And, oh, no, Chief. My nose holes. That's all I got.
Just headed to work. Sorry. On a Wednesday. I hope you guys have a great show. I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting that I should mention, like I always do. But anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Thank you, Scotty B.
Keep your nose holes clean, Chief.
Thanks, Scotty B.
What's up, Perfect Pour? True you be here,
true
Matt.
Be
and
here.
Mike. I got a question for you guys,
okay,
eh?
Okay.
And all the listeners. Check it out, Holmes. With the first of the month coming up, Holmes, you know how it is. You got your car payment, you got your mortgage, you know, you take out Sancha on the side, you spend money there, you know. You spend money on shoes, your kids need school,
the hotel room
what
bills.
Have you, Holmes, and your money starts dwindling, eh? And then you tell your Heine, I'm going to go grab me some beers. And then your Highness says, you know what? You got a budget because, you know, either that or we lose our house. So she tells you, you got like 10 bucks, you know, no more than 15 bucks you can spend. Or 10 bucks, Holmes. Sometimes it's even so bad, Holmes, that you just got a $5 bill on you, eh?
Yeah.
So
been there.
Budget buys, eh?
Wow.
What beers? Like for me, Holmes, honestly, it's getting hard right now, eh? Like, I have a lot of cellared beer, a lot of old school Chocotazo, like original bottles, and
ooh,
some
don't do that.
Steven and Zach and Scotty B sent me for like the first original batch we brewed when I went to Fresno. And I have a Cake Rush that I picked up when I was out there. I got a couple bottles of Sakuba, Parabola, like 16s, 15s, and 14s as well. Eh? I have a couple of Russian River Porters that I've been cellaring. Also, a couple of Russian River stouts. Hey, I'm willing to do beer trades for like 805 Holmes or like a fucking Firestone Walker Lager, eh? Because I'm getting thirsty and I can't be drinking these beers. So it's like the budget-wise is getting that bad where I'm willing to trade in good beer for some half-ass beer, eh? Just so I can have a couple more cans and, you know, for me to enjoy over the weekend. Anyways, Holmes, so what's a budget weekend buy for you guys? For me, for me, just out of no hesitation, Pizza Port. Pizza Port Ponto Session IPA.
That's at $12.99
a six-pack.
That's budget.
Six-pack, Holmes.
That's not budget,
16-ounce can, six-pack. Can't go wrong, eh? Delicious beer. No. I'm not looking to get drunk, Holmes. I'm just looking to enjoy some delicious beers, eh? What would be your budget beer? Even that Firestone Lager is a good beer, eh? And it, for a 12-pack, it's like $12.99, Holmes.
That's cheap.
What?
Yeah.
What would you guys... What's your budget buy, Holmes? Your Heinei tells you you got 10 bucks. What's your go-to beer? There's always a go-to beer, right?
Yeah.
So what's your budget buy, Holmes? Orale. For the listeners, too, if you got a budget buy, if you don't want to call it in, just tweet me, Holmes. Orale. Is it
your beer? No. And stay inside the lines.
Unless you want to trade for Sokoba and hook me up with some 805s or some...
Hook me up with some 805s. Do not say hook me up or whatever with that 805s. Fucking Mother
Earth beer. Orleans, chew your beer, and I'm out, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew.
Peace out.
Thank you, Chew. No, nobody hooks anybody up with 805.
I could send him a suitcase of 805s.
Yeah.
And be okay with that.
Yep. I've had to buy 805, but for budget concerns, not me, for me personally, for the missus. I've had to buy the Firestones, the lager.
Yeah.
For budget purposes.
See, I hate it. I always sound like broken record. What the hell is wrong with a $7.99 six pack of Sierra Nevada Torpedo?
Oh, nothing.
There you go.
But it's not always $7.99.
Always $7.99.
No, it is not.
Okay, $8.99. I'm sorry. It's a dollar more when it's not on sale.
That's what that Hemperer is. It was $9.99 for the six pack.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe when I walk into Save Mart, they change the price for
me. They lower it for you, bro.
$7.99.
Man, I've seen that before as a sale, but not standard.
Standard. It's standard pricing.
Mm. Let's go right now.
Okay.
Let's
prove it to me. Is there one open this night?
Yeah. I mean,
is this early? In town. Yeah. It's Friday morning.
Here it's Friday morning.
Yeah.
Everybody's enjoying it.
Can we get a sandwich while
we're there? Speaking of Chew, if it's not up by 5 a.m. on Friday, Chew's like on Twitter like, what the hell? What the fuck, Holmes?
get that
up there, bro.
¿Qué pasa, Holmes?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't get up early enough to get it posted. What happens is I edit it on the night before. And sometimes either something's happening in the house, you know, with the family where I can't get to editing it that night, or I'm just falling asleep on the computer.
Nice.
Literally. And so then I'll have to wake up early on the morning before and get it posted then. So sometimes it gets up before 5 a.m. Pacific, and sometimes it gets up after 5 a.m. Pacific.
Oops. Fourth wall.
There you go. Yeah, fourth wall. I don't know why I'm saying that. So I always have to. So back to Chew's thing. I got to edit the 5 and 4. I always go, Sierra Nevada is the go-to for budgeting.
That is usually a budget.
That's a 12-pack, a variety pack.
Ooh, yes.
If I'm thinking for the whole week ahead,
that's a good call.
I'm just like, all right, I've got 10 bucks, 15 bucks for the whole week.
Yeah.
I better go with something like a variety pack and just try.
This is a slight sidetrack, but where are you on the Hazy Little Thing these days? Cause I've seen that one go on sale and off of sale.
Right. That's there. It's in the mix.
Okay. But if you're purely on a budget, you want more of a variety pack.
Yeah, I would prefer it. But Hazy Little Thing would work because it's usually in between $7.99 and $9.99.
Yeah. And I know you like more of a hazy beer.
Yeah.
Than I've a traditional done that. Pale ale. I guess.
I've done the Hazy Light
or thing for that an purpose. Easy Jack or something like that.
Easy Jack, sure. Yep. I've done Easy Jack.
Have you stooped to an old standby? Like, I can't even remember what you used to tell me you guys would drink at Vaughn's back in the day. Like,
oh, it's...
Is it like a Miller High Life?
No.
Like, have you ever fallen back into an old girlfriend? I found
it the other day, and now I've forgotten it. There's this sort of generic, but not beer that... It was really cheap, 12 packs of bottles. There's Weinhardt. I want to say Weinhardt's, but I don't think that's right. It's like wine something.
Okay. Something like that. You told us a story one time about sitting in the parking lot after your shift.
Oh, those. Yeah. It wasn't those. It was something else.
It was just basic beer, but it was more of a time and place. Like you were hanging out with your friends after a hard shift
after
and
work,
just knock
and
a few
you're
back.
You're like, at, it's 8
like,
in the,
have you ever fallen back
8
into,
in the morning in the parking lot drinking beer.
Have you ever fallen like, back into something like that just for a good old
time? No, not since I've crossed over.
Okay.
I have not. Once I crossed over, it was just no.
So you will stick independent.
Oh yeah. Or I just won't.
Even on a budget.
Yep. Or I just won't.
Rather go without.
I just won't drink. It's one or the other.
It's a good call.
And so everyone, there's more assignments for next week.
You've got homework.
You've got a.
We do not offer extra credit.
There's ice chests. Talk about your budget beers, and what was it? Hoppy Libations? Didn't she have a request for us?
What's your origin story of your
origin story of your social media handle? So lots to do, lots to do next week. So hope you had your moleskin out.
Hey
taking
guys,
notes.
It's Janine.
Oh my!
I'm all by myself.
She's back. Uh-oh. Oh, I feel
Wow. And I'm in the world between.
I feel I should tell Colin right now.
Just found out
that Colin, hey.
Is the perfect amount of beer for one person, especially when your husband's out watching John Wick.
Wow. So
good for him.
I had some quality time to myself.
Oh my.
I got to drink my growler, and I'm a happy girl right now, so I'm calling you guys unsupervised.
Okay.
But by the way,
I am sorry, but
we will find you a comparable beer, and we will be sending you guys a box of beer soon.
What?
We are leaving for Portland, Oregon in the morning. We hope to meet up with Evil Circle, so we might be calling you guys with a get it. But you won't find out until the week beyond next. And I'm not going to tell Colin about this because this will just be a fun little Easter egg for him to hear.
Oh my goodness.
But want you to know that I love the show and to keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Janine. By the way, wait, hold on. I got a text. Hey, Colin.
Dear Colin.
Just want to let you know, man. Set a conversation with Janine. I just want to give you a heads up, bro. Everything's cool. It's all good. Oh, thank you, Janine. I'm just kidding.
My goodness.
That's fun.
That was, I need a minute.
So there's going to be a Get It with the Evil Circle. There's more like Colin and Janine, wow. The leaders in the Get Its.
I don't know. Leaders?
Who's beating them for Get Its?
You forget about Chef so quickly.
Chef. They're in Chicago. But Colin and Janine, like their variety of Get Its.
Oh, Get Its. I thought you said voicemail. Sorry.
No.
Get
We're talking
it.
About
oh, get it
right
leaders.
Now. Yeah.
Get it leaders. Yes. Yes, they might have it.
I'm trying to think. I don't think anyone's beating them for get it.
Well, the Garage Boys get together often.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That's but like, they but get I mean, it counts.
They,
I mean, it
well, ca- they get it in different places, but it's always the same get it.
They do get it in different places.
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Not a main burn. Florida reps don't get it often, but when they get it, they super get it.
Now I can't hear. Now that's all I hear. When you're saying get it.
Okay.
Florida reps, they get it. They get it often.
They get it hard.
Yep. You know how they do it in Florida.
Yeah. They go all out.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can't do at a Florida get it.
Wow. That's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard.
Florida gets get pretty wild.
That's right.
Willards is there's a whole different meaning.
Willards.
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 Willards. Willards. Willards. Willards.
I'll have what she's having.
Willards is not the safe word. Because that would ruin everything. Maybe Willards is a safe word. Ah, jeez. Where's Matt?
This is what happens when you leave us unsupervised. God, Matt. This is okay. What happens. He won't listen to this one.
That's it. Yeah, he won't. He's like, I'm not listening to that. Why would I listen to that? I'm not on it.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. That was fun. And I'm already looking forward to next week's segment. And I'm also looking for other things.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Woo! LOF. Looking out for. As you Instagram people say, ISO in search of. Looking out for is way cooler, just so you know. The brewery.
What?
Brewery/Terra. Their little offshoot brewery that does hoppy stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
They're making an Otter Pop inspired beers called Brucicle series. It's a Brucicle series.
Oh man.
It's smoothie style ales.
What?
They're collabing with The Answer, which is a brew pub in Richmond, Virginia. And they're just these, the labels are Otter Pop. I love Otter Pops.
Yeah.
One of my favorites of all time, Otter Pops. And they're all Otter Pop influenced labels.
Yeah.
So I'm label buying. Doesn't really matter the beer. I just want.
You want all the flavors?
All the flavors.
So what was your.
By the way, lime.
Okay.
Green one.
You have lime. To ask.
Yep. I knew you're going to go with that. So
red.
Oh, yeah, red's solid, very close.
But see, here's the secret to Otter Pops. Before you open it, you must bite the entire length of the plastic tube to soften it. And then you cut the top off.
Yeah.
You just gnaw on it. Nah. Make it all like slushy mm-hmm, style. Mm-hmm. Then you open it, uh-huh. And then you could just drink the entire Otter Pop.
But it's too fast for me.
Nope. Instant.
No. You got to down it.
Down it.
You're like those chugger
beer craft people. Chuggers.
Craft chugger people.
That's right.
They just chug these craft beers. Like, wait, that was an $8 beer. You just got rid of it in 5 seconds.
Here's a pro tip. If you blend green and red, you get the hint of a strawberry margarita.
All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought I knew everything about Otter Pops. Uh-huh.
Do some blending.
Apparently I didn't.
Blend one day.
Blending. Bear Republic's Racer 5.
Yes.
You're like, why would you look out for Racer 5?
I do all the time.
Because they got it in 16-ounce cans now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Racer 5. Game changer. 16-ounce cans. I wonder if California Adventure has these Racer 5 16-ounce cans.
Okay.
And
they never give you the container anyway.
Could you walk? Yeah, I was going to say, could you walk around with this 16-ounce can?
Ah.
Now, you can walk around with beer, right, at California Adventure, because I've gotten the red trolley, Carl Strauss Red Trolley, at the hot dog. I mean, obviously, Carl Strauss has their little cart
the
in the middle there.
Delivery truck dispenser.
Yeah. But there's a hot dog stand over in that, you know, the Hollywood section where, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get a red trolley there. Nice. And you can just stand around and walk. So I'm thinking you can just walk around with beer in California Adventure.
You know what's funny is I've never actually thought about that.
Yeah.
Like we usually go to get a beer to sit down.
Right. You're just like, oh, I've never thought relax about and enjoy this beer.
Getting up and walking over like while I'm in line for a ride.
Yeah.
And enjoying a beer.
Because I was just thinking about this.
And can you get on a ride with a beer in
California? Yeah, there's no.
No, you don't. You think they'll make you toss it?
Because you've never been able to get on with a drink on a ride.
I've never tried that either.
There's only the only ride you can is that one with the worm the caterpillar that eats. You know that ride? It's in Bugland. It may not be there anymore.
It might not be.
But he's the guy. He talks like this, and I am hungry, and I love to eat things.
Never been.
It's the most basic ride in history.
Wow.
And there's no line, but the thing is there's no line for it. So
yeah, perfect.
And if you have a 5-year-old, it's great. But yeah, I mean, you think things. No,
we've always had bottled water, I think. So you always put the cap on it and put it in your bag.
Because I was thinking about this earlier and I was like, oh, you know, the beer cart, you have to, you know, you just drink beer in that little eating picnic area.
Yeah.
And then that Racer 5 is in that restaurant, that diner place. Yeah,
Flo's V8.
So I was like, well, maybe you can't walk around, but no, wait, that hot dog stand, you can just order the beer and you just sit in, you know, you just walk away. Nobody's stopping you. Like, hey bro.
Yeah. Beer garden.
Can't walk around with that beer.
Yeah. Must stay in the confines the plastic rope.
So I think you can just, You could at least wait in a line with a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to stop you, bro?
Wow.
Man.
All right. The goal this year is to get a beer while riding Monsters,
but don't go to Ballast Point. Ballast Point's buyout. Downtown Disney.
Wow.
That's enough of my looking out for. What are you looking out for?
Let's see. Back Channel Brewing.
Oh, back the famous worst beer blog has made Back Channel famous.
Oh no,
they have the IPA bowls. They made the IPA bowls famous.
Oh, okay. They have a beer called Neck Dart.
All right.
It's a double IPA, West Coast style. So hopefully clear-ish, if not clear. Just a great label by because it's a silver can with a cartoon character of a neck dart, tranquilizer dart. Also looking out for maybe more for you and Matt is this, Pints or Zombies from 8-Bit Brewing. It's a double IPA, but I believe it's hazy. But the label art is pretty cool as well on that.
I've been I don't think I've had an 8-bit beer, and I've been looking out for 8-bit beer just because their label art is so connects with me.
It's retro.
Yes. Anything that has 8-bit is like, yes.
Please.
I remember this.
Pitfall.
Pitfall. Woo!
Yes. So there's my looking out for.
All right, that's enough. And Matt, what are you looking out for?
Time off of work?
Yeah, really? Probably. Come on, Tioga. Stop working that guy so hard. I mean, dude, let him come podcast.
Let him breathe.
Yeah, let him breathe. We all, like we were saying before, even on a budget, we still manage to drink all week. All the drinking. One of these days, I'm going to take a night off from drinking, but not this week. You can find, by the way, you can find Matt on Untapped Bearded Brewer 87. It's all the social media handles. You can find myself, Mikey Top Pour, on Untapped. And this is where I'm drawing all the information from. I was lucky enough to have a Monterey Street. One of the places in town got some Monterey Street, and I had there from Central Coast Spring, Monterey Street Pale. Had the last can, found the last can at the MGA on the Fig Garden Loop, if you're local. The Citroholic, the famous Citroholic from Beachwood Brewing, Long Beach's Beachwood Brewing. The Citroholic was one of the groundbreaking beers historically on the show. And now you can just get it in Fresno in 16-ounce cans with the six-pack.
Are you telling me you got it?
It was still good. Yeah, I got it.
Had it?
I ended up having to give up a couple of them because I had my power drop, the line coming from the transformer to the house.
Oh, damn.
On a Friday night at 10 o'clock, the lights are all... the power was fluctuating in my house, literally, like the lights would be dim and then they'd be super bright, like brighter than they ever are bright.
That does not sound good.
The fans would go different speeds, would be changing their speeds.
Serious shit.
Like everything was funky. And what had happened was the squirrels had chewed my power drop. So my, chewed the line coming to the house. So
yes.
Had to get replaced, and so it was like late at night, and had two guys replacing it, and I might have lost a couple of beers during that process.
Oh, I see.
So
damn squirrels, drink your beers too.
Yeah, so only ended up having one of the Citrohawks, but it was good, and it's just not the what I remember that initial time we had Citroholic. Like nothing can beat that, because I remember that being since Pliny the Elder, that Citroholic and the Kern Rivers,
Citra,
those three beers were like the most to me the most definitive. Like holy crap, this is good beers.
Conveniently, they all used to be in Bombers.
Yeah, ooh, but this just was. It was just now. It just. I don't know how different Citroholic is from a few years ago, but
yeah.
It's not.
You think there's some value engineering.
It's not the same, and I don't know that if it's my palate or if it's
experienced
the
palate.
Yeah, I have no idea, but all I know is it's just not the same.
All these hazies are wrecking your palate.
Yep.
If you stay clear, you'd know.
Just stay clear, man.
Stay clear.
And then the Telesto from Modern Times.
Ooh.
One with the black and white snake looking thing on the can.
Had it.
It's pretty good. It's a good beer. It's a nice beer.
I didn't think we'd even see that here.
Where did I get that? I think at the MJ on the Loop.
Oh boy. Loop.
What
beers.
Have you been drinking? The Nick 80 on Untapped.
It was a not quite a situation, but the best beers I could have had where I was at. Hey, look, there's a Citroholic bottle right up
there. There's the classic.
Classic. See? Bombers make the difference.
I guess so.
Citra Bomber?
Yeah, look, that Bomber, that was
like six
that
bottles
was the classic.
Citra Bomber.
That was it. That
Citroholic
was
Bomber. And then what was your third Citra?
Citroholic and Pliny.
Pliny.
Those are like the wow.
All in bottles when you remembered
this.
Them being
yep.
the best. I'm
yep.
not trying to say anything.
Ooh.
So we went to a show at the Fulton 55, not to be
Fulton
confused with 55. Futon 55. And they have a plethora of beer on draft. A couple of which being Fulton Street IPA from Tioga Sequoia, Luponic Distortion from Firestone Walker, and the Mango IPA from Barrel House.
The Mango!
The Mango. You cannot handle the mango.
You cannot have the mango.
And other than that, did some at-home drinking. Friday happy hour was my Parabola 2019. My second 2019
look
for the
at
season.
You.
I'm drinking these
Mr.
fresh.
Mr. Parabola.
I am no longer holding
Whoa,
Parabola.
Oh, you're not going to even hold one?
Nah.
Do you have any for a vertical? Do you have anything for your vertical?
Not much, because I was so disappointed that I held on to a 2015 for 4 years and it tasted like poop.
Boo!
Not going to hang on to it anymore. I'm gonna. It comes out every year. It's they're evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's becoming standardized. It's beginning to taste the same year after year. So why hold on to it? Why not drink it fresh?
All right. Wow. Don't we have one in there? Ooh, a 2018?
Oh, you want to get into that?
Maybe.
Are you trying to tell me?
If you want that, you want to drink these.
I'll put it down right now. Don't tell me.
I'll do it right now.
Right now.
Well, we need one more. I'm just saying.
Let's get rammed.
Yeah, figure it out. It doesn't have to be that.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see if the fridge mic's working.
Hello.
Oh, it's working.
Next caller, you're on.
Hi, it's me.
Huh?
Me. Okay.
Do you or do you not want to be my constituents? Do you want this Parabola?
That's up to you. You're at the beer fridge, man.
Ooh,
or I can't we, make your decision.
Should we really make Bearded Brewer angry and do the Shadow Man from Colin and Janine?
No, that's messed up, bro. But yeah, let's do it. No.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's do the one that he had requested from Captain Whiffo.
Oh, what was that one?
I'm not going to say now.
I see it. Is that the one sitting lonely in the back?
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Oh, it's up to you.
You make me want to do this.
Hey, do what you got to do. Verge mic off. Oh, he's got the box. It's the cardboard box.
You're making me do this.
That was cardboard box, Obity. Oh, yep. Louie's into it. Louie's going to drink some. This. Here he is. He's opening the box. You know it's serious when it's in a box.
That's going to get us some ratings.
Firestone loves their boxes.
Apparently.
This deserves a box. Okay.
Oh, this is an 18, sir.
Yeah.
I'm rethinking my decision.
Uh-oh. You want to hold it?
I'm rethinking this.
Nope. Too late now, man. You done did the deed.
I love gold.
And good night.
This will finish it off.
Yeah. This will be a post 5 o'clock posting of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wondering?
Just in case you're wondering what happened, it was the Parabola. Ooh. That's sweet.
See, this is
sweet on the aroma.
Just right. It's got
licorice.
Licorice. It's still got the alcohol burn, so it hasn't.
Wow. But it's hot.
It's hot. But it's not old yet. It's not. It does not taste like the box it came out of.
Ooh, can you compare it to 2019 at all?
Very similar. It has settled just a slight bit. Like, it's not as fresh on the syrupy, sweet molasses flavors that are in the new one.
Okay. Can you say whether you like this better or not?
I do like this better. 19 to me is still super fresh, but this is also still really cold. I think this will get better in a few minutes.
All right. We'll keep monitoring it.
Yeah.
So Matt's not going to give us anything, is he?
Thanks.
Jeez. Thanks a lot, Matt. Yeah, jick.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Nick, who deserves cheers this week?
Absolutely, first and foremost, the Mr. Steve and Zach.
Steve and Zach?
Steve and Zach.
I know. They both deserve it.
They both deserve it.
Okay.
For they were born on the same day. So happy birthday to the Steve and Zach.
Happy birthday, Steve and Zach. Woo! Boo, 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 boo.
Literally known him his whole life, because I am older than him.
You're all, I know you.
I know you. So, happy birthday to him.
Hopefully. Did you change his diaper? Did you ever change his diapers?
Oh, no. We were both pooping at the same time in diapers. So, that's not
sorry, nice. I can't help you over there, bro. Got some problems of my own. That was you guys.
Spoiler. Sorry, I'm getting all sappy, but cheers to him. Cheers also to Raisin Tobles, or Raisins to Barrels, whatever you want to call them. I needed some advice on grapes earlier in the week, and he was very courteous to help me out and figure out what the hell I was planting and growing.
Wow.
I now have grapes in my backyard.
Look at you.
Yep. And cheers to, once again, the captain of Wiffle Balls, Captain Fwiffo. For the yeast samples and the update, episode 197, Louis is now in our lives.
Louis has begun.
And apparently,
Jovi's probably still there.
Jovi's probably still hanging around.
Jovi's still there.
I meant to pull up the audio. I told him I would, and I didn't have a chance to. But apparently, Louis likes to cut a good fart here and there in the studio.
No.
He made quite a mess that day, so I have no idea exactly what happened yet. But
It was usually Jovi back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Poor Jovi. Yeah, Jovi didn't make this much noise.
Good job, Louie. Actually trying to get on there at the right time. What do you think, Lou? Louis just licked Matt's mic. Shh, don't tell Matt that Louis just licked his mic. Louis?
Nothing. When he's on there, nothing.
Wow, Louis. Come on, dude. Jeez. We're pulling you off the air, Louis.
Great. Now we got to edit this out.
You're not good. He freezes up.
Just noises.
He freezes up when he's on the mic.
Great.
Oh, poor Louis. More cheers.
Cheers to Jovi, since we're talking about him. He had a sense of when it was podcast time.
Yeah.
He just knew.
He went and laid down. Like a good boy,
unlike
Louis.
This jerk. Cheers once again to Colin and Janine. Thank you for
all the
unnecessary apology, but I do appreciate it. I didn't mean to make them feel bad.
Way to go, Nick, man.
I know. Such a jerk.
Why don't you be a jerk to our best listeners? More?
That's my cheers.
All right. I'm sure Matt had some great cheers. Mm-hmm.
Or as always.
You'll have to wait till next week.
I think he was at the birthday celebration with Scotty B.
Oh, look at him. He's so cool. Cheers to our patrons, our gold, we like to call them our golden gods. They are people that donate money to the show every month. They give their money to us. We take it and like, oh gosh. We get HBO on our streaming services. We buy all kinds of fun stuff. little do they know what we do with the money. No, we use it for
the
show.
Can I tell them what I did with the money?
We use it for the show. And it's cool and it's fun. patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to check it out yourself. And we actually, the cool thing, the whole reason behind Patreon for me, patreon.com, is that you as a creator get to give little extras to the supporters, the Golden Gods. And we give bonus content like the tailgate. And you get to be in the Discord group and the Facebook group and all the other things. So thank you guys. Really appreciate you guys, the Golden Gods, for helping us out in that way. And also cheers to the Hopaholics. These are all social media handles, basically Instagram handles. The Hopaholics, just a beer and a wait.
What?
Start that again.
Okay.
Just a girl and a beer.
There you go.
Introverted Ales, Future _ Logo, Core 4 Brewing, Homebrew Nation, The _ Flying _ Fishernaut, ALEV _ The _ Hophead. There's a car alarm going off. We're trying to make sure it's not mine. Craft.
That might be my bike.
Is your bike's going off? Craft.beer. EA _ Stout. RJ Garden. And everybody that shares the show, that subscribes to the show, that writes a review on iTunes of the show, just any little thing, just talks about it amongst your friends, has get it as a show rep. PerfectPourPod.com/REPS. That's the reps page. If you want to be a rep for the Perfect Pour, you're that's like, right. See, and take a look at that page, see if somebody's already repping your town. If not, let us know. And you're like, I want to be a rep. Uh-huh. Do it up. It's been a while since we had a rep.
Get it's are not required rep. Of reps.
They are not required. All you have to do is just give advice.
At your discretion, yes.
Yeah. Do whatever you want. Main thing is just give advice on where to go.
Yes.
And that's pretty much the number one thing.
Encouraged,
but get it's are, yeah. And get it's are a fun option. And that's about enough of that, eh?
That's about it.
We're having a parabola.
If we ain't drunk by now, we're doing it wrong.
And we're enjoying ourselves and glad that we can hang out with you. Thank you for hanging out with us. And Louie is Louie. He doesn't care.
He does not care.
And I'm sure Matt will be back the week.
Bah.
And always be safe. Have fun. Uh-huh. Check your dates. Oh, no, I forgot. Oh, damn it. Oh,
should have done it sooner.
Man, you should have reminded me sooner. We're going to do a whole thing with the music, and now it's just too late. This is not going to be fun anymore.
It's not fun anymore.
No, it's just not fun.
We're just not fun anymore.
We'll do it next week. Damn It'll be fun next week. This week sucks.
Sucky.